Here's how the study worked. Children in Ghana, some of whom had malaria, some who did not, were given socks to wear for one night. And the trained dogs tried to identify the socks that had evidence of the malarial parasite.
There's accumulating evidence that people that have malaria parasites produce specific odors, so they smell differently from other people. And most importantly, mosquitoes preferentially feed on people with malaria. So if mosquitoes can do it, why not dogs?
Dogs like Freya, trained by the group Medical Detection Dogs, were able to identify malaria correctly 70% of the time. And Lindsay says this could lead to new and really effective ways of stopping malaria from spreading.
If you're getting really close to malaria elimination, you're trying to find the last remaining hotspots and who are those people who are infected, rather than screening everyone, the dogs might be good enough to go into the villages and find people.
Lindsay says dogs are already on the front lines of disease and contraband detection, but may be able to detect a host of other illnesses as well.
So the folk that I'm working with, the dog handlers, have worked with their dogs to detect cancers and Parkinson's disease, and they actually have alert dogs that work with diabetic patients that when they're going into hypoglycemia, the dogs notify the alert the person.
The medical detection team is also working with MIT to create a kind of e-nose that could do what the dogs do. But he says the dogs' noses are so sensitive, the technology doesn't yet exist to match their sniffing power. Kevin Enix, VOA News.